Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Matt Chat Live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm once again joined by my special guest co-host, NWF Hall of Famer, NWF ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace Diamond. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
I am so glad to hear that. But we are here tonight. We're here to discuss a huge, and I do mean huge, astronomically huge, upcoming NWF event this Saturday night at Hitt's Indoor Baseball and Sports Complex at 3785 Lake Park Drive. Ace, I am telling you, this show is ginormous. You've got all kinds of, really, if you stop and look at it, all kinds of ways in which this is like a huge tangled, I don't know what you want to call it, because just about everybody involved in these matches have stabbed each other in the back at some point or another, or stabbed somebody in one of these other matches in the back because they thought they were friends. I mean, it is truly, it is going to be a night to remember. And I actually have invited two individuals that are involved in one of those matches, and they are probably two of the best guys that I can tell you I've ever met inside this business. They are exactly who they appear to be. They are the genuine person you want to see backing you up anytime you have confrontation. So, Ace, why don't you bring your guest on?
And it is appropriate that you said astronomical.
Right.
So, one of our guests is on the line right now.
Go ahead and bring him on.
And he's here.
Hello?
Star Rider, what's up, my friend?
Hi, Miss Callie. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. Am I to guess that the Rex one is with you?
No, Rex is not with me right now. I thought he was
Also on the line.
Yeah, what's up?
There he is.
Hey, how we doing, y'all?
It is the Rexcellent one.
Yes, I am here with my man Star Rider, gonna kick some schmuck butt in Covington.
You tell him, Rexy.
Oh. You have no idea how happy I am going to be to see that schmuck, sniveling piece of garbage and get exactly what he deserves.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Kelly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
But let's talk about some of these matches we're going to see Saturday night in Covington. We've got a couple of gentlemen that you're both actually relatively familiar with. In the King of the Jungle, Kimba, taking on DC, who we thought was a good guy. And then just a little bit of a twist in that match, the Prince of Sport, Alexis Montez.
Yeah, the interesting about that, Kelly, the interesting thing about that, you see, at Covington, we see these two former brothers go at it, but I truly hope, you know, unfortunately, I caught the big end of DC deciding that, you know, maybe his friendships didn't mean as much to him as we once thought, but maybe hopefully with both these young men's mentor, Alexis Montez, back in the picture, We might be able to see DC turn things around and come back to his senses, because we all know deep down that DC's a good guy, but unfortunately we all know that manipulative stinking schmuck got his hooks into DC with all that money, and maybe the power of Kimba and Lexus combined can pull him back.
Rex, on that one, I hope you are so right, because, I mean, what depths will Swayze sink to get what he wants? Obviously, there's no limit on that.
I'll say, I've found out firsthand that there's no well that man won't leave untapped to get what he wants. And unfortunately, being at the brunt end of most of them, all I know is that me and my boy Ryder, this coming Saturday, well, we're going to be the first well that fights back.
Amen to that.
Yep.
Now, Ryder, you're really, really familiar with Joshua.
That I am. I'm too familiar with that guy.
Friend of yours. I know Nikki's a good friend of yours.
Yeah.
And they've got some really, really interesting stipulations for Saturday.
Yeah, that we do. Joshua loses. He has to wear a dress for 90 days. Which I think is going to happen, because I think every time Joshua and Nikki have stepped in the ring, I'm pretty sure Nikki has come out on top for at least nine out of the 10 times. And I'm confident she's going to do it again. So I think we're going to see Joshua in a dress. I don't think we're going to have to worry about Nikki being his personal servant, because good Lord, who knows what he's going to make her do if that actually comes to fruition.
That's actually a really scary thought, because
it is. And we were talking about Adam going to really low points to get whatever he wants, but look, Joshua did the same exact thing. You know, he turned his back on Larry D and myself just to capture the NWF championship. So, and then he held it for however long, and he's going to do the same thing to get what he wants this weekend. So who knows what we're going to see in that one.
All I know is I'm rooting for Nikki, because that girl has got so much fight, and she does.
Nikki victory all the way.
100%.
I'm
going with Nikki.
She not only makes the women's division proud, I think she makes pro wrestling proud with how she carries herself out there and doesn't back down.
Oh, 100%. She doesn't back down. Fight. Let's not forget, you know, she's one of the only, like, two or three, like, the second or third woman to hold, you know, one half of the tag team championship. So she can ruffle it up with the guys, not just the girls. So Joshua doesn't have easy work this weekend either. So I'm pulling for Nikki Victory, and I think she's gonna pull it out.
You made a good point, Ryder. First woman to win the NWF Rumble, first woman in Thunderdome. One of a very select few to ever hold the NWF tag team titles.
With yours truly. She was my partner.
Absolutely.
Nikki is one of the best, strongest, fiercest, biggest competitors I've ever seen in that ring, and that is coming from me, myself. Nobody holds a candle to Nikki Victory, so if she goes out there with the right attitude and the right mental space, then we're going to get the pleasure of seeing Joshua in a dress for the next 90 days.
I
can't wait for that.
To see that. Speaking of amazing action, though, we've hit it around at it. It's going to be Star Ryder and Rex taking on the NWF champion Adam Swayze and Gideon Weinstein.
The Rex Express and Ryder are rolling through Covington, baby. We ain't leaving nothing standing in our way. Us two, couple of schmucks, it ain't over until their tail tucked between their legs, holding their suspenders, carrying their sloppy booties back through the curtain while we stand tall in the ring with the NWF Army. Ain't that right, Ryder boy?
You nailed it right on the head right there, Rex. You know, you obviously know a little bit more about those two than I do, but I've had my fair share of run-ins with Adam and Gideon. They've screwed me out of the Tri-State Championship. They've screwed me out of the NWF Championship. So I'm pretty mad at them, pretty pissed off. So I'm excited.
Oh,
to
I
get
agree.
May 21st in Covington, Kentucky, baby, is going to be a good day.
Any day that we can see the Star Rider and the Rex Express in action is definitely going to be a good day, because I've seen you two work as a tag team, and I've seen you two work individually, and I really, honestly, don't think – I mean, I know Swayze's talented. I will not take that away from him. He does have some talent. Gideon's biggest talent is his mouth.
That's the only talent Gideon has, is running his mouth.
You got that right.
It puts him in more trouble than it does good for him at this point. You would think he would just learn to shut up.
Oh, no, my God.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
I think they've both bitten off more than they could chew walking into Saturday in Covington, taking on the two of you, who obviously are always ring ready. When was the last time Gideon even stepped foot in a wrestling ring to actually wrestle?
That is a good question. I don't even know the answer to that question.
Rex, it was actually when I dragged him back into Thunderdome. That was the last time he was in a ring.
I love it. Love it.
Has he ever wrestled? Has he ever wrestled a match before?
Eating steel cage after steel cage. He was just getting thrown around by my boy Ryder like a rag doll.
And I have to tell you, that was a fun sight to watch. I want to, because I can envision it now. The bell rings, referee raises your hands, and I get the distinct pleasure of announcing the winners as being the Star Rider and Rex. And then it is on to Party City at Buffalo Wings and Rings.
Ooh, it's music to my ears, Miss Callie, and I can't wait to join everybody at Buffalo Wings and Rings and eat us a whole mess of sweet barbecue and a whole mess of pretzel bites after we've done Not Two Schmucks out. Oh, I'm hungry for it already. I can taste the sweetness already.
Rex, Ryder, I've got to tell you, I've got a good feeling about this Saturday. I have a feeling that loudmouth, obnoxious schmuck Gideon and that bleach blonde, wannabe man bun wearing disco ball that calls himself a champion are going to have their tails kicked pillar to post, and they're going to know at the end of the night that they have been hit not only by the man that rides the stars, but they are going to know that they got a one-way ticket on the Rex Express to the absolute worst beating of their careers.
Oh, it just sounds so good when you say it, Miss Kelly. It sounds so good.
Gentlemen,
just keep on saying it. I love hearing it. Oh, I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps already just thinking about what we get to do to them on Saturday.
It's going to be a great night to beat up a couple of schmucks in something.
Baby.
Ace Diamond, do you have anything you want to add to this conversation?
You know, Miss Callie, I think you've pretty much covered it all. I won't be there, but I'll be there in spirit. I can't wait to watch Busted Loose to see the highlights of you two kicking those schmucks all over the place.
Ooh, spoiler alert. There's going to be something awesome happening, probably followed up by one of the biggest, nicest, highest frog splashes you've ever seen, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That they are. So, gentlemen, I personally, on behalf of Ace Diamond, the NWF Army, and all of our listeners on Blog Talk Radio, want to thank you, gentlemen, for joining us tonight, expressing your well-knowledge opinions of the upcoming events for Saturday night. And NWF Army, go out there and get your tickets. They're available at Disc and Dat on Turfway Road in Florence. They're available at HITS and also at www.nwfwrestling.com under the events tab. We want to see everybody Saturday night, May 21st. HITS Indoor Baseball and Sports Complex in Covington, located at 3785 Lake Park Drive. Gentlemen, have a good night. I am so looking forward to seeing Saturday night's events that I may get there early. Like, real early.
Ooh, so I love to hear it. Thank you very much, Miss Callie, and we will see you all in Covington.
Gentlemen, have a good night.
You too, Miss Callie. See you guys in Covington.
See you
Bye,
in Covington.
Bye, everybody.
Night, guys. Ace Diamond, those are two of the best guys you will ever have the privilege of meeting and having on this show, because I am telling you now, when they get done with those two schmucks in Covington, the sky's the limit.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. Those are two of the best guys we could have on the show. Two of the nicest guys I've ever had the pleasure of meeting.
And to be honest,
like I said, I can't be there.
Sorry you're not going to be there, but I'm telling you now, I will send pictures. I will send pictures of not only watching Gideon and Swayze run for their lives, but also when we get to see Joshua in a dress.
That's going to be interesting and a little bit scary.
The only thing scary is he's going to have to remember to shave his legs.
Well, yeah.
But beyond
that, I definitely
hope
he remembers that.
And then, like they said, hopefully having Kimba and Lexus Montez both there, they can bring DC back around to the side of light. But boy, if they can't, no one else can. And I just hope, because I've met Lexus. Lexus has come a long way. I hope he can call it down the middle, though, because they are brothers. They are meant. He is their mentor.
Well, like you said, if those two can't, I don't think anybody can.
So, folks, remember, Saturday night, May 21st, it's Indoor Baseball and Sports Complex in Covington. Doors open at 6:30. Bell time is 7:30. General admission is $8 in advance, 10 at the door, 15 for VIPs. And as long as you're 21 and over, they've got some ice-cold beer for sale there. So, Ace, peace out, homie. I'm going to chill for the rest of the evening, and I will catch you on the flip side.
Miss Kelly, have a great night. And ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for the evening. Be sure to tune in next week, where we will once again very likely have a very special guest.
for Miss Callie, for the leader of the Rex Express, and for Star Rider. This is Ace Diamond. Have a great night, everybody.